All right, I'm here with Chris. Chris, tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do at Microsoft.
Hi, I'm Chris Iverson. I'm a software design engineer at Microsoft, and I'm working on making 3D printing great in Windows.
And so you've got a bunch of different 3D printers here. This is a good representation of the 3D printers on the market. And tell us about the announcement that we made yesterday.
Okay, so we made an announcement that Windows 8.1 will ship natively with support for 3D printing. And we have here a bunch of partners that are here with us. They've been announced as partners at this event. We have the MakerBot Replicator 2. This device prints in plastic called PLA. I'm sure everyone's heard about the Replicator 2. It's an excellent device for the consumer market. We also have the Cube printer by 3D Systems. This is a printer that you can buy at Staples. I believe it's $12.99. Also a great consumer printer. This particular one will print in either PLA plastic or ABS plastic. Let's see, we have another company from China called TierTime. TierTime makes the Up printer. The Up printer is also another consumer printer that runs somewhere between $900 and maybe $1,300 and prints in ABS plastic.
And what's the difference between the different plastics that it prints in?
So PLA plastic is a biodegradable plastic. It's actually got excellent properties for building 3D models. It tends not to shrink. It builds hard, durable surfaces. ABS is more like Lego plastic. It's a durable plastic, but it does have a little bit more shrinkage, and it's a little harder print material.
And so what are the differences between these printers? Which one prints the finest?
Well, almost all of the hardware here you see prints about the same quality for consumers. The things that differentiate them are like the build size. This device will produce a wider build size. The Up printer is very reliable. It's something you could see maybe in your kitchen or in your workplace, very easy to calibrate and use. I'd say the software is kind of the big differentiator for these devices now. They all have great software, but integrating with Windows is going to make them even better.
And what does the integration with Windows mean for the average user? So file print from an application?
Yeah, that's right. So now application developers can build applications with 3D printing as a component, as a feature of their applications. And when a user goes to print a 3D model, they'll see a similar experience like 2D printing, where you say file and print, and that 3D model is sent to the hardware device and printed. And the hardware vendors will provide software drivers similar to 2D printing, and the software vendors can now focus on making great apps instead of focusing so much on integrating with a particular printer.
And so if I had this in my kitchen, I need a measuring spoon all of a sudden. How long is that going to take?
Well, if you already have the model, it actually will probably take maybe about between 30 minutes and an hour to print that measuring spoon.
Yeah.
If you have to design that model from scratch, it would take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But you know, there's actually a lot of free content available on the internet today, and I expect that to continue to grow.
Yeah. And for people who want to get started in designing their own 3D objects, what types of software do we see on the future, and what types of things should they look at now to get started?
Great. So we have a bunch of software vendors. Here we have Autodesk is also with us. Announcing today a partnership with Windows 8.1. Autodesk has a fantastic suite of products that make it easy for the home user to build new objects, 3D objects, and send it to the print pipeline. But besides that, there's a lot of free tools available on the web, and I'm sure you can do a search and find some. 3D modeling is getting very easy it's very easy to create things, and we hope to invest in new experiences that make it easy without learning CAD. To build 3D models and send them to the printer.
Great. So we've got a couple of different applications here that we can take a look at. Let's go do that next.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, and here we're looking at some really advanced stuff. Tell us what these are.
Yeah, I mean, here's an example of some commercial prints. You see, this is actually from a powder printer by 3D Systems. You see really great detail. The prints, it's a different material than the plastic printers we've seen here. In this case, it's sort of a gypsum powder.
It looks fantastic.
Layer by layer. Yeah, the colors are great. Beautiful, gorgeous models. These are examples of things you can print if you start prototyping on a consumer printer and you come up with something you really like, you can send it to a service bureau that has access to these commercial printers. And you prototype first, send to a commercial printer, you get back something that's even better than what you started with.
So it's kind of like at home. You might print out a couple of pictures. They aren't going to be really high quality, and they might smudge because of the printer that you're printing on. But you can send them out someplace, your pictures, and get really good ones. Same thing here. Test it out on this, make sure it works right, you're happy with it, send it out to a different service.
That's exactly right.
And what would it cost to make something like, a Rook on a device like this?
On a consumer printer, I mean, this Rook plastic is cheap. The The plastic is different price based on the type of printer. In this case, this is a proprietary cartridge. The plastic is a little bit more expensive, but the convenience is much higher. I'd say this is probably about a dollar print, maybe $1.50. Some of the printers that we saw earlier, they can print that same thing much cheaper, but it's the printer, the plastic is a little bit harder to put on yourself.
So. Yeah, and the commercial prints?
I don't have any idea how much they cost.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, so tell us what we're looking at here.
Okay, here's a very simple application we built using the Kinect SDK. This is just a desktop application that's pulling raw Kinect sensor data, and it shows you, what it sees
with
depth. And it's building a 3D model. This actually is a watertight model. We could save this, and we could send it to a 3D printer. So you can get the idea. You can kind of pose, or you can...
Han Solo it?
Yeah, this is like a three-dimensional photo.
Yeah.
And once you're happy with what you see here, you can just save that right out to a file, and we can guarantee that will print.
And I see that's color on there. I imagine if we had a color printer, we could print color in theory.
Yeah, so with the Windows 8.1 pipeline work we've done, we've actually preserved color information and sent through the file format into our print spooler. So if there is a printer that's capable of doing color, they can actually pick that up and print it.
And is this some software we're going to release at some point, or is it just for your internal use?
Yeah, I mean, we may put this up as a Kinect sample on the sample site. We'll find out soon.
Great. So the future looks incredible. We're going to have some really interesting 3D objects. If you want to get started, install 8.1, find some modeling software, get started with that, and maybe get a printer.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, this is a great time. Things are moving super fast. It's a great time to buy a printer and play with it. And, even if you have kids, for example, this is a great thing to start them out with. Just imagine what things are going to be like in a year or two.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
It.